And the creation lightship is the source that Jesus used 2,000 years ago for his healings. And the lightship is back now for ascension. And this is the place where you go for ascension. This is the universe of light. And everything that was created from the light is on the lightship. It's not out there anywhere else but on the lightship. And when the ascension time comes, the whole universe of light is turned off. And everything kind of restarts over again. And the reason why this is needed is because of the alien intervention that we have. Unfortunately, the darkness, I use those two words synonymous here, and that's your time energy. So the aliens brought us time. They brought us religions with gods that we pray outside of ourselves to ask for favors. And when you do that praying, P-R-A-Y, then when you pray, you're at P-R-E-Y to these aliens as they connect to you energetically through energetic cords, etc. So it's very disconcerting and also awakening when you realize that. This is why Jesus told you not to go outside of yourself. The kingdom is within. And so the light never promotes itself because you already have it. And there's no such thing as people talk about higher self and other energies around you. You are it. So if you're looking outside of yourself for a higher spiritual energy, you will never find it, although you will find it if you look in the light of the darkness. Remember, the darkness creates a false illusion of light. And this is where people go to with their near-death experiences. And this is where you have went. After each incarnation that you have had, you went to the light of the darkness. And then the darkness tells you on the other side, we'll say, about your lifetime, how you committed, in a sense, karma, how you have to come back here to learn spiritual lessons. So a lot of the information is actually filtered down here in all the darkness teachings that are out there, especially in New Age metaphysics. And we think that we're here because we have to learn something. And naturally, at some point in your life, you might get enlightened. And when you get enlightened, you're going to leave here. Well, the darkness does not want you to leave here. This is why they use your emotional energy. So once you finally understand what I'm talking about, and I'm sure many of you do right now, and if not, listen to a few of the archives. You'll become greatly enlightened. And if you wish to call in, tonight's show is a 415 number, so it's 415-762-1161, and I'll repeat that, 415-762-1161. So some people wonder why I'm always kind of down on the aliens, and that's only because they're probably in time also sending us their transmissions, telling us what is in store for us, because they're also reading the time-based reality. Remember, we're in time, and when you're in time, you're in the darkness. So if they're in the darkness too, and they're able to tell you what's going to happen to the planet here in the future, then that means that they're in the same boat that you are. So why don't they prevent that? So I always tell people, if they're out there, there's any good aliens, where are they? If their races were under attack like we are with mind control, with wars, etc., and they were of the light, I'm sure they would attempt to come to help somebody. So, in fact, if they asked for help, I'm sure they'd probably want to get help also. So the lightship comes here once every 2,000 years to, in a sense, get rid of the darkness energies that's corded the earth spirit. And this is what happens. It has to get out of this energy. And this is why everything gets dematerialized instantly. You don't have any warning of it. So if you're planning to wait till the very last day or two, and you're thinking that it's going to be December 23rd of 2012, and you're going to maybe try to do some healings the last week before that, if it does happen on that date, you do not have enough time to even prepare yourself. So the ascension process, number one, means to be in your body fully. So most people are only 20%, and that's kind of disconcerting, because how do you do the ascension and how do you even have spiritual guidance when you're only in your body 20%? The other 80% is something other than you. So ascension means being in your body 100%, and also That's just living in your body, communicating with your heart center thoughts, okay? Being able to be guided and use the light energy for manifestations rather than the light of the darkness in your head. And so from there, you have to be integrated to all of your cellular memory. This is what Jesus was doing, was taking away people's sins. So he was taking away and doing, if you would, DNA releasing of judgments. And back then, it just needed basically seven generations. Now we have 2,000 years of garbage piled onto that. So if you've been here for past lifetimes, you know that you've been past here living longer than 2,000 years, and you missed ascensions. Most people have been here at least 30,000 to probably 100,000 years. So just take that number and divide it by 2,000, and that's how many times you missed ascension, only because the dark side took you sideways into parallel lifetimes. Remember, the light, there's only one lifetime now. That's all the light recognizes, is that one life. They don't recognize parallel lifetimes because they did not create them. So this is why you want to be in your body with your spirit, so that you cannot be taken to these lifetimes of the darkness. So we'll see if our co-host is on tonight, Sylvia. And if you want to call in, again, the number is 415-762-1161. We'd like to hear from you. So 415-762-1161. And remember, the light does not promote itself through channeling. It's already with you. So those are channelings normally from the light of the darkness. I shouldn't say normally, that's where they come from, because the light does not channel through archangels, through Jesus, through anything else out there. It does not happen that way. So this is the way these people have been taught, unfortunately, the last probably 20, 30 years, is that you can go to a channeler to receive light, to get DNA activations and attunements, etc., to have people put their hand on top of their head to send you light energy. And all that is light of the darkness stuff. So the light does not and never has promoted itself. This is why you must go inside of yourself to get your answers and to be connected to the lights. You're already there. So, Sylvia, are you out there in cyberspace?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me all right?
Yep, loud and clear on my end.
Okay, great. So I've had a few little clicks on the phone. I hope everybody can hear okay. If there's a problem with the sound, just type something in on the fast chat. So, Ron, that was so interesting what you were saying a little bit ago. You mentioned that all of us in the ascension process, as we are able to get into, more into our bodies and then actually integrate our spirit energy with our physical body, that then we can begin to use the actual true light energy in our manifestations instead of the light of the darkness. I'm not sure if I'm saying it exactly correctly per how you were saying it, but could you talk a little bit more about that and the difference between one type of manifestation and the other?
Yes, in the light of the darkness, this is what everybody uses to do their manifestations because they haven't been taught to go to their heart. So I can ask everybody listening, have you been to your heart today? Normally we think in our heads, and that heads bring, and inside of our head we have our thoughts, we have our information. Remember, inside of your head, you're tuning into and connecting to the mind matrix, universal mind, collective consciousness. This is all dark energy. This is what the aliens brought you for mind control. And sometimes people just bring it forth and they talk about this as being the true light because they use the word universal, universal mind. And you think that, oh, that's going to be the universe of light. And it really isn't anything of the light at all because you have it inside of yourself. So you have to go into your heart. If you don't drop into your heart center, you are not going to be connected to the light with that light consciousness. You are running the consciousness of darkness. And this is kind of the way it is and the way it works. And most people, this premise of going into their heart is brand new for them because the darkness gave you the energy inside of your head. We all think, and all the thoughts typically come from our head area. So when you go into your heart, and we'll do a drop now down into your heart, then you're going to find out that there's no judgment there, and you're going to get a lot more information of the light, because the light resides there. Remember, the darkness mimicked and copied the light almost 100%. So to the average person, you will think that you're experiencing light inside of your head. You think that you're connecting into the light consciousness and universal mind. And this is what the darkness has taught us. And naturally, when you pray outside of yourself, you're praying to this light energy of, say, Jesus or whatever else you're praying to some kind of God energy, thinking that this God energy or Jesus is from the light. Well, it is not. It's the light of the darkness. So you're actually connecting yourself to darkness. And like I said, when you pray, P-R-A-Y, outside of yourself, not going through your spirit connection in your heart center, then you become prey, P-R-E-Y, to what you're praying to. And so unfortunately, the churches here are corrupted because they don't teach you to go to your heart. Imagine some might. I haven't seen one yet or have anybody ever tell me that their church tells you to go inside of your heart and get your own guidance and connect to your own source, which is your spirit. Remember, when you go to your spirit is already connected. It's not going to say, oh, hang on a minute, I got to throw this switch to go to the light so you have more energy coming to you. No, it's already connected. And this is the way the light is. Like I said, the light does not promote itself. So when you do your manifestations from your heart center, you're getting true light, and that energy will manifest just like the light of the darkness will, although you're using light to do the manifestation. And you're not tied up into other karmic situations like doing spirit-soul contracts and agreements. You're using pure light, and the light does not judge what you're planning to do. When you use your head, then you're using the soul contracts and agreements from your soul family here on the earth plane and maybe elsewhere, and you're bringing in darkness into your life. And this is the way it is. So let's drop you into your hearts. I'll count from 10 to 1 backwards. Just think of an elevator dropping down. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, you should be there. I'll put some music on and just enjoy connecting to your spirit. This is the only place you're ever going to find your spirit and source energy. And this is not God energy, which is the darkness. This is source energy that created you, working through your spirit.
I heard a beep. Do we have a caller on the line?
Hi, Ron. Hi, Sylvia. I'm Larry.
Hi, Larry.
Larry, you might want to speak up a little bit.
Okay, I'll try to speak up louder. Is that better?
That's
yes,
good.
Yes, no better, sure.
Okay.
The mind
so
is a little bit low, but it might be okay
for
with
Ron,
the audience.
And the first one was, on S1 Radio, there's little circles with arms coming out sometime. They represent spiders or octopuses, and would it be best to put a towel over the screen so we can hear Ron speak at that time without looking on the screen? Would that be a good thing?
Yeah, I'm not aware of that. So I'll just address that for you, okay? So thank
okay.
you for calling, Larry. So there are locations, websites, sometimes that put on In fact, we saw this at the last expo where they had octopus tentacles moving around a screen, and people were very excited to get hooked up to these. There was four monitor screens that had this on there. So I'll just describe that to you, and then I'll talk about this here. So this booth was running these energies through a monitor screen. They gave you headphones and two crystal wands connected to something that you held on to. So the way it works is, looking at it from my standpoint, is that everybody has this octopus energy inside of them. So you could have, you know, hundreds of these things. This is why we're doing the call on this Sunday, to get rid of a lot of these. So naturally, when the octopus energy is inside of you, looking out of your eyes, we'll say, or feeling the energetic vibration of what's on the monitor screen, remember, like attracts like, then the people want to sit down to get their charge or to have more of these little friends come into you. So they're actually being imprinted with this energy even stronger than it was before. And because these are alien energies, alien life forms, you know, it can be very disconcerting and just very sad to see somebody doing that as I'm taking these out of people on these special calls. So, you know, this is what happens. So if you do see something on a monitor screen that looks kind of goofy to you or not feeling right, you might want to put that website, since we're talking about, you know, your computer, right on the maybe the alien attack page or something to clear these things out. Because it would be very helpful for that particular website to get rid of these things. A lot of people are unknowing, don't know what they're doing, unconscious. You know, who would ever think that, unless I brought it up, that the octopus energy is heavily invested in everybody on this planet and causing you physical illnesses and harm. So if you didn't know that, you might think it's just a beautiful life form from the ocean moving around, and nothing's wrong with that. And that's true of the paisley print. That's part of an octopus tentacle, too. So I would recommend if anything kind of, you know, looks a little strange to you, then definitely put it on the alien attack page if you want to get on that. I recommend everybody being on that for $30 a month to get these things off of you. And that's under the alien parasite removal. So thank you for mentioning that, Larry. And we'll see
how that works.
Also, I'm planning to be putting together a introductory maybe video or just an audio CD or DVD to help people out on what the Lightship is. So if you have listened to this show for a while, maybe the first time through you didn't quite understand what I'm talking about, and maybe it's taken you a few shows to understand. Well, if you could write down some of those basic questions that kind of tweaked your interest, things that you don't really understand even now, or things that may help a beginner. If you could send me an email on that, that would be wonderful, because I'd like to be able to address some of this information for everybody and then hand it out to people. So this is kind of what I'm hoping that can happen. And we do need to get a bunch of questions. So we're still kind of in the planning stage, but as I get them, I'll just compile them and see how they are looking and how they work out. So hopefully I'm going to have maybe something out maybe in the next 3 months. So if you have anything that you want to bring forth, questions that a beginner might need to know, or what I'm not covering, or maybe it took me maybe 5 or 6 shows for you to listen to finally get that answer, and it might help somebody, definitely send me an email on it, and maybe just put questions you know, in the subject line. That'd be very helpful, because you'd be helping a lot of people. So back to you, Sylvia.
Yes, I had another question, too.
Okay, go ahead.
And could we get a clearance for the death cults in the Bible? It seems that all the death cults are just all about destruction of the masses of the people. And could we get a clearing on that tonight?
Okay, the destruction. Say that again now.
A clearing for the death cults in the Bible that seem to be affecting humanity at this time, like the revelations, the tribulations, and all these things that they have death cults in the Bible that they're cross-referencing, coded to where it's bringing destruction onto humanity. Can we get a clearing for the death cults in the Bible?
Boy, that could be probably a quite long healing. I'm trying to see that. Remember, kind of answer this differently. We're living in time, so what we're going to do is bring in the energy to take you momentarily out of time. Remember, what we're doing is we came here, and at some point in the Earth's experience, it was not connected to the timeline, okay? Remember, the light does not live in time. And somehow, time got brought in here, so somebody gave the Earth a program in time, and then everybody that was on the Earth or coming to the Earth somehow, for whatever reason, got into the timeline. So that you got stuck into a program, and the program wasn't here at some point, and now it is, okay? And so what we're doing is all these things that we read about or experience normally will be a time-based reality because we're running that program. And you can run programs after programs after programs after programs. And this is why it's so hard to heal, because one program connects you to the darkness. And the other one, maybe if you have that program cleared, another one may pop up, because they may have safeguards in there. This is why we have so many clearings of judgment, which is the different clearings that we do. And then eventually, if we hit the right one, which is connected to your problem, it'll be cleared out of you. But these programs are the reason why we have problems. So let me take everybody out of the time-based reality. Remember, who gave this to us? It wasn't the light. It was the aliens. They brought us into time to control us, because we're living their controlled consciousness reality that they created in time. And most people just kind of think it as just one alien race. Well, they're all competing for you, all these aliens from the Galactic Federation. And you can say, well, what about the Galactic Federation of Light? What about, Ashtar Command? What about the Great White Brotherhood? Well, put them on the website and just see if you have any relief, okay? If you feel a negative energy leaving you, then these beings are not positive. And somehow, you know, as I was watching people talking at the expo that I just came from out of L.A., the Conscious Life Expo, most people, when you talk about an alien race, I'll just say the Arcturians, okay? So they talk about the Arcturians. And let's just say, you know, for most people, there's probably only one Arcturian in that race. And the one this person will say is channeling is this one that's of the light. And they don't consider that there's probably zillions of these things, of these beings, and not all of them are of the light. But yet they just give this one name of Arcturians or the Pleiades, Pleiadians, or, you know, even the Greys, you know. And they somehow, in the communication to you, Andromedans, you know, there's all different types of them, but somehow they make you think that this one particular race that they're dealing with, they're channeling to you, is of the light. And they may even say they're channeling some race, and it may be something else altogether. They just happen to come through and say, yeah, we're the Arcturians. And maybe something else that's, very, very negative, but, you know, how do you know the difference? You don't. And so you have to be very, very careful. This is why Jesus said, don't go outside of yourself, okay? So this is kind of where I'm coming from. You know, if you finally understand this, then you don't want to have any affiliation with any of these particular groups, because you don't know if you have the light. Your mind's not going to be able to discern that, because your mind is connected to them. And so they're going to say that they're no good and that they're giving you mind transmissions. Of course they're not. You know, they're going to want to keep running this energy to you, connecting you to the darkness. So your only safeguard is your spirit inside of yourself. So here we go. Let's take everybody out of time briefly here. The light ship can hold it maybe throughout this show, and that's about it. So I'm going to count to 10, and you may feel a slight shift in energy around you. And then you're going to be in your heart. So 1... 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. And so as far as the other energies of what's in the Bible, that's all time energy. That's all mind energy. And when you're in time, you're in the mind. When you're in time, you're in the darkness. And when you're in time, you're in the God energy. So all of these things tie people up. So whatever is in there, we'll say in the Bible, that's dealing with time, which is like Revelations, end of the time here. It is going to be possibly a little true, because the light ship does come once every 2,000 years. That's what they're talking about. But the destruction and devastation is not true. But they want to scare people. Everything happens at a blink of an eye. You're not going to have any time to prepare for ascension. You know, it's not going to be like you get this, a FedEx overnight delivery to your mailbox saying, hey, it's going to happen tomorrow at noon. You better wake up. No, that doesn't happen. You're not going to know when it's going to be, because the light only works, you know, in the moment. So the light has no predictions, but we are coming close to it. So here we go. Get you out of time again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we have our special calls tomorrow, a four-hour ascension call, 1 o'clock Pacific Standard Time is when it starts. And then Sunday is our intensive for body rejuvenation. We're in quarantine, getting rid of these alien critters. And it's an 8-hour conference call, and it starts at 10 o'clock in the morning Pacific Standard Time. So back to you, Sylvia.
Well, you said that we might feel a slight shift, and I would have to say it's a huge shift. That's really amazing. Let's see, Ron, we have a few questions on the fast chat. We have guests on, and they're asking, they said that you said the light being does not give us anything, they only give us love. When you ask us to request healings, do they give us only love instead of healings?
What they'll do is look at you and take away the imperfections that you have in your physical, spiritual blueprint of the body and also your spirit, and put it back into balance. And that would be love energy that they're giving you. And so that helps you to integrate more of the light with you. Remember, they don't judge you. And so what's not of the light does not go to the light ship. So you're in quarantine. So they can work with you that way. And what happens is your spirit needs to be healed first. And then from there, your body gets healed. So on the light ship, your spirit is materialized, rematerialized, I should say, from the blueprint. Remember, if your spirit's only 10% on your body, then when you go to the light ship, if you're only carrying 10% of your spirit energy in your body, don't even expect to have a healing, because it's not going to work. So they have to materialize your spirit on the light ship, and you will be healed. But when you come back down here, remember, you're being beamed up continuously. When you come back down here, how much baggage do you have? And you still hold a 10% energy of your spirit. And down here, your spirit has to heal you. So it gets to be very interesting to see how healings work and don't work. If you wish to check out a BBS archive, it's 82809 of last year. And we go into why people don't heal. It just happened to be a live show where we, you know, cover that information. So I think we had a beep. Is there a caller online?
Oh, hello, Ron.
Hi.
Oh, hi. This is Brooke calling from Maui. I called
hi,
you
Brooke,
before.
How are you
I will
doing?
Be joining you on Sunday. Looking forward to it. I wondered about what does your body feel when your spirit comes in? I've been exposed to a lot of mythology, things like your body would explode if your spirit came in because it can't handle the energy, and that you're only babysitting the body for someone else. And, of course, having listened to that, I have these high-pitched sounds of pressure on my head, not all the time, but it starts up, and it just pushes down into my fascia in my body, and I feel terrible afterwards. And I imagine that's not my spirit, but I always wonder because I
fight. That would not be your spirit. Your spirit will just let me bring the spirit energy into everybody. Is that okay with you?
Oh, yes, definitely.
We'll have some fun at this here. So, like I said, most people are probably 10% of their body. So what we're going to do is bring in the energy, and we'll bring it up from 10 to 20%. So you can all sit there and just kind of see what number you are here. You're going to feel the energy shift. And we can hold this space momentarily for a little bit here. So here we go. These are probably going to be more like space holders coming into you, which will look like your spirit. Remember, when you're first born, your spirit's with you. So it's not going to, that analogy, if you're fully empowered with your spirit, you're going to, you know, dematerialize or destruct or something. No, that's not true, because when you were first born, you had your spirit with you 100%. The only reason why I left is because of the darkness that you're living in. And it got infiltrated by darkness. So here we go. We'll go up from 10 to 20%. So I'll count to five. One, two, three, four, and five. And you probably won't feel anything until you're at that number that we're at. So here we go. So 20 to 30% on your body. This is, for most people on this planet, if I went to this number system here, I would say probably 90% of the people would start to feel it. So here we go. Maybe 9 to 9%. I think most people are probably actually below 20. So here we go. One, this is 20 to 30%. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And now we'll go from 30 to 40%. Here we go. One, two, three, four. I'm yawning, so we got a lot of people at that range there. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. So you're all above average if you felt that right now. Now we're going to go to 40 to 50%. So we'll be taking everybody up to this level. So one, oh man, that's heavy. Two, a lot of darkness here. Three, then we have to dispel the darkness to get your spirit to come in. Otherwise, it can't come in. And these space holders won't come in either, so I have to get rid of the darkness out of you. So 40 to 50%, one, this is judgment. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And I heard a beep. We'll get the caller in a couple minutes here. And 50 to 60%, one, two, three, four, five, oh boy, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And 60 to 70%, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And 70 to 80%. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And 80 to 90. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And we'll see if we can hold 100% here. 90 to 100. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Okay, so kind of see how you feel. What I'll do is just put some music on momentarily so you can actually have this wonderful experience here. And then we'll get the caller in about a minute. So we'll be right back, caller. In the song from Van Halen, Love Walks In, Contact Is All It Takes. And then you sense a change, love comes walking in, nothing feels the same. This is the gift your spirit gives you, and are you always receiving this gift? Thank you. to you, Sylvia. I'm still yawning here. A lot of negativity got released. It's still being done so. So the darkness wants to keep creeping in to prevent you from having your spirit with you. Remember, you have to command the energy to do this. Back to you, Sylvia.
Ron, maybe we need to do a little clearing to bring any of the negative energy to the light that is ready to come. Maybe that's kind of gathering around people right now because of the increased light.
Yeah, that's true. So if you feel like you're under attack by the energies, the aliens that are with you and around you and through you, that can happen because they want to come to the light. They have no way to do this, so they're trying to get your attention. So this is what we do in this program, is bring the darkness into the light. So here we go. This is shapeshifters you have in your bodies. You could have hundreds of them. This is the alien life forms, parasitic worms. So the basic difference is these beings were created by the darkness. Nothing's wrong with that. Okay? But they don't have a soul, a spirit, and they want to come into the light. So the light ship has to give them a spirit in order to do so. And then they're at free choice for what they need to do or like to do, you know, in the incarnation which they choose to have. And they may have their own body someplace. So that's perfectly fine. So we'll give them a chance to come into the light. So here we go. And then they're responsible for their body. And they're no longer attached to the darkness energy, which is manipulation and control, which is what the darkness does, the aliens do. That's why we're like laboratory rats here. So here we go. Coming into the light. This is their chance. I'll count to 10. So 1, 2, oh boy. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And more can come through to the light now. They can bring their family, friends, and loved ones, even their whole alien race if they wish. Makes no difference. The light will accept these energies as long as they have a spirit or a soul. If they try to attack the light in this process, they are instantly terminated. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Well, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, Sylvia, back to you. We can get our caller, I guess.
Okay, just very briefly, very quick before I go to the caller, we have a question that's been on the fast chat for a while, and that is, do you have any plans to do the Sunday healing intensives in March?
Yes, I'm looking at that, so very, very possible, yes. So,
okay, and as soon as you do, we'll announce it.
Shortly.
Okay. And as soon as you have that, then we'll announce it here, and then on Ron's website, I'm sure it'll be posted.
Yes.
And let's see. Also, there is this weekend, tomorrow and Sunday. So we'll talk about that in a bit. But in the meantime, I believe we have a caller. So are you still there?
Yes, I am. It's Pauline from Wednesday. I called at the very end, and I didn't have enough time, so I told you guys I'd call back, and I'm calling back.
Okay, great.
The reason I'm calling is today is today's my father's birthday. He had passed in 2006. He suffered terribly. I believe that it would be appropriate for me to do an after-death clearing. I know people sometimes say that when they die, if they die with a smile on the face, does that make them... Does that mean they really went into the light? Because I, as far as I'm concerned, anything is not the light of the real light as long as we don't do it through you or the creation light ship. So I'm feeling a psychic reader told me my father was in the sixth dimension. I just want my father in a better space. I mean, he's already communicated to my sister through another medium, but I just feel that it's necessary for me to do the emotional first and then eventually do the spirit the next time.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, so if he's communicating, he did not go to the light because he would be out of here. So maybe he went to the light
he
of the
darkness. To me.
Maybe he saw angels. Maybe he saw Jesus during that last...
He didn't believe in any of that one.
Maybe minutes or seconds of his life. Because those energies will appear to people. Remember, they have to rush you off. I guess the word rush is good. to go to your forced reincarnation for the next lifetime. So they want to dust you off, clean you off, tell you about your life review of what you did in this lifetime that wasn't proper, and that sets you up for the forced reincarnation. So the fact that he's around means that he did not go to the light. So, yes, I would say doing typically his emotional body, and maybe his emotional body is still floating around, which came to the medium. Most mediums don't know
the difference.
Came
to me because I guess emotionally I had some stuff that was unfinished, so whatever reason I drew him back.
It is invisible. So, his emotional body could have showed up and or it could have been his regular spirit. Hard to say. Typically, it's probably his emotional body because the spirit normally takes quite a while to be deprogrammed of all the judgments of this lifetime.
Well, I know he died in the hospital and he suffered from cancer, so I assume that that was very traumatic for him, so he must really need the emotional body clearing first.
Yes, I would do that just so that his emotional body will be able to go back to the earth spirit, so it's not floating around here as an entity attaching to all the relatives.
Right. Okay, and so then I could always do the spirit later, right? I don't have to do it all immediately with the. I want to see how it works out for him for the first the emotional one.
I think I'd first do the emotional one because that's the one that's probably going to be visiting people, and then do the spirit, and that way it'll clean it off and has a better chance of going to the light. So that's
okay.
How I would.
And it's online now, right? I believe it's online.
And he might be able to go back to his home base energy. It just all depends. You know, you might want to mention that on the 8-hour call that we're doing on Sunday.
I should ask
the conference calls
to help
to the people who are on the line to request their healing. So I would request that during the process as we're doing lightship healings.
Okay, thank you, Ron.
Okay, you're welcome. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so I believe we had a question earlier from Mike about whether or not you could bring in some different energies, like vitamin C and so forth.
Yeah, so basically what we'll do on this one program here, this will only work live right now, because you can go to the website and do water charging for like $1. But we'll do a little sample for everybody. So get a glass of water, everybody. And on the website, this would be called Life Force Water. And Life Force could be anything you wish to put into that water, but only put one thing into it. So that's up to you now to specify something. And we're going to bring in the energy from the light beam. So I'd like you all to scroll down on the monitor screen, bring up the light beam, and get your glass of water. You want to hold the water with both hands below the water level itself in the glass. And here we go. We'll do some water charging for you. This water will work for today. Don't save it. Just drink it. And here we go. I'll put some music on, too, as we charge it up. So here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And this is up to you to ask what you want to have the light being charged the water up for you for. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. This will take about a minute to do here. So just hold your glass of water. And you may feel your hands buzz and pulsate, tingle, and the water will taste different. time for the water here, so stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, everybody, have your glass of water and just see how it tastes. It will give you what you need right now for what you asked for. So back to you, Sylvia.
I think people really enjoyed what you were doing earlier. We have some great comments on the fast chat. Marie R. says, I love the 100% spirit energy in my body. My breathing changes. After the last clearing you did, Karen says, my daughter and I can't stop yawning. Feels great. That's when you were doing the clearing to have the darkness go to the light. So could you say then that that is the dark energy leaving and allowing for more spirit energy to come into their bodies?
Yes, that is correct. So you actually were feeling the energies leave you. If you were yawning a lot when I was having the darkness energies, which are extraterrestrial beings and light forms, parasites leave you, that's because that's the way the body response to that. So it just depends when you are yawning. So if you did a lot of yawning during that second portion of that, that's because the shapeshifters and things were inside of you and they were leaving, and that the body responds that way with yawn. So it's all very good. Don't think that because you're yawning that is something's wrong with you. Remember, we all have something wrong with us here. we're in the darkness, so by all means, if we can get some of this out of us, it's great. So if you were yawning, that's wonderful. And this is the reason why you want to do your clearings, to get rid of the darkness, the judgment out of you, because these dark side beings attach a judgment to and program you. So it's all, just the way it is. It's kind of a mess down here. The darkness, has put everybody in the time-based reality of programs. So this is what you're running, one program after another. So as you start getting rid of these programs that you're experiencing, the way of life and everything else, and people coming into your life because their program matches your program, and normally it's a negative situation, then once you get these things out of you by having clearings, like the emotional clearing, then you start feeling better. Remember, if you didn't have an emotional clearing yet your whole lifetime, you're missing out on your life because you're running all these judgments throughout your whole lifetime brought up by your ancestors. So if you haven't had the whole life emotional clearing, man, I don't know what you're waiting for. It's like the silver bullet, man. Get that clearing done. And if you're older, say above 30, 40 years of age, do the alien death barcode because you're already about halfway through your life. You probably already had one or two of these things happening to you. So by all means, do that so you can feel better and get your body into more health. So back to you, Sylvia.
So, Ron, could you talk a little bit about soul contracts and vows and karma and the whole forced reincarnation thing that we've been taught to kind of buy into or just kind of how that whole works and how the light ship is actually taking down that system?
Yeah, basically when you finally get on, say, your spiritual path, you start getting books and you start wondering why you're here. Why is life so horrible? Why doesn't God help the people that are dying? Why aren't your prayers answered? Well, it's because it's all alien energies. They really don't give a hoot about you. And especially the practitioners. I've watched some of the practitioners at the Conscious Life Expo when I was there, the older people, and they don't look too good any longer. They're being taken down. Remember, the dark side doesn't care, about you that much. They want to use you until you're actually dead, and they start taking your life force energy. They'll kill their host. And so as you start understanding, searching for knowledge, remember, curiosity killed the cat. That's the old phrase that people have heard about, I'm sure. You start searching for knowledge of why you're here, you find out that you're probably here because of the past, which could be your karma, okay? And then naturally you have your natal chart to validate that you're here to learn spiritual lessons. So your soul family, which is from the light of the darkness, has you incarnate with certain people or lots of people in different lifetimes. This is why you look at somebody and you go, you know, I think I know you. I've seen you before. That's because you were more than likely with them in the past life or previous lifetimes. And a lot of people, they already know that maybe their grandchild used to be their father or their mother or something, or, you know, the relatives are, you know, brothers and sisters before. So you kind of know about this history already. It's kind of automatically ingrained in you that, you know about this person, especially if you have a reading done from somebody and they tell you about this here. So the light of the darkness creates your karma, creates your spiritual agreements. Now, the spiritual agreements works with your own spirit. And so this might sound a little strange on why would your spirit sabotage you and set you up for a very bad life and set you up for accidents, situations, and everything else. Well, the reason is because it's here to help you heal. So your body works with your spirit. And because we don't know about love energy, your spirit, along with your body, the only way it can really get your understanding and hit you over the head with maybe a 4x4 is to do spiritual contracts and agreement. And these agreements are not in love energy. These are all normally negative situations. I haven't heard anybody say that they went out to, win the lottery and they won it, a bunch of times. They went gambling and they're a winner each time. You know, that would be wonderful to have those spiritual agreements and contracts that way. Normally, you know, you're just donating, your money to something and, your spirit or the mind in your head, which is the dark side, may give you numbers on what to choose, and it might feel right at the time, and then all of a sudden maybe somebody else wins it or never gets one at all, but you wonder why you got this great information and you didn't win anything. And for you, it felt like it was completely real. Well, that's the light of the darkness getting you to waste your money. So basically your spirit and your body will set yourself up to have a downfall, because you're not conscious enough to work with your spirit and your body on its own without having intervention. So your spirit's job is to help to heal your body. It's your healer. And so it finds a medium, which is the negativity, the light of the darkness, and you set up yourself with soul contracts and agreements. And these contracts and agreements are, like I said, almost always negative because you never got it the first time around. So you could be dealing with a situation that's recycled in your life, you know, a couple hundred times. And all of a sudden, now you have a physical problem, and you don't know why you're having it. And that's kind of the way it works. So that's the light of the darkness, your soul contracts. They're all negative. I'd say 99.9% of them are going to be negative. Like I said, is anybody out there listening went out and won the lottery more than one time? You should be able to. You know, why not? But yet, you lose every time. Or, you know, playing a slot machine, gambling, or whatever, you know. So this is all stuff to give you, way to upset your body, to upset you, to harm your body. And the dark side loves that, because the more trauma the dark side can give you, the more food you give to the aliens through this emotional energy. So that's kind of the way it works. They set you up with your soul contracts and agreements. This is the light of the darkness. It looks like light. This is your near-death experiences. This is the channeling that people do, talking about how wonderful the light is. Remember, the light never promotes itself. You have it with you. So let's talk about our two calls tomorrow, Sylvia. We have one call tomorrow, which is Saturday, and one on Sunday.
Sounds good. And also on a lighter note, on the fast chat, we have Mike saying it would be kind of neat to have food court access online. He's talking about the wonderful food court on the Creation Light Ship. It says, get chocolate, cake, and vitamins.
Oh, that'd be great, yeah. Well, you could do that on the object charging and also at least the vitamins. The chocolate and the cake, I don't know how that would work out. That would be great. Maybe have a food court session. I don't know. Very interesting. Well, yeah, if you go on the conference calls, we normally go to the food court to experience that, and we have birthday parties, too. So
in fact,
on Saturday,
maybe we
could which
go
is
tomorrow,
tomorrow we're having our special once-a-month four-hour Ascension call. The cost is $60, so if you wish to come on there, you can. We do lightship healing, and you're on the lightship for 4 hours. And then Sunday, we have our special continuation of the alien life form parasitic removal. This is the physical body rejuvenation, your spine, nervous system, body organs, body systems. And we take out these alien life forms out of you. So if you're interested, wondering what I'm talking about, don't understand it, go on the archives of BBS, 11:30:08 and 10:10:09. Those are two good shows to listen to. And like I said, if you earlier, if you want to figure out, at least I think I said it, why you don't heal, that's 8:28:09. They'll give you some really good insight. So hope to see you all on the call tomorrow. You can use PayPal. Just go to the website, creationlightship.com. On the very top, I think of each page, but the home page for sure, you can click on it and get your information there. And just use PayPal, and you will be sent the numbers through PayPal. On an email. So back to you, Sylvia. We need to probably get off in about a minute here. So,
well, we have a question from Hart. What if you did not agree to experience what is being handed to you and how to change that?
Well, the dark side doesn't care. So the fact that you didn't agree, you don't have that consciousness. Remember, you're running programs. So it's like somebody says to me, I was going to be abducted, and I said no, and they listened to me, and they didn't abduct me. Well, hello, you know, you were abducted. So, you know, the dark side does not listen to your wishes, your wants. All they want to do is use you, and you're like a laboratory rat to them. I don't want to leave this program with the negativity, but this is the way it is. So even though you don't want to do it, you know, if you have the consciousness to understand what's happening to you, you may be able to change that reality in the light by understanding this here. But typically, it'll go on, and it may not get you this time, but maybe next time it will. This is why you want to have the Creation Lightship healings from the light beings. This is the source that created you. The Creation Lightship has your spiritual blueprint. This is not the Akashic Records. That's of the darkness. This is true light that created the universe of light. Remember, Jesus used it 2,000 years ago, and it only comes here for a short amount of time every 2,000 years. So we'll have to sign off here. I'll bring in some peace energy. So here we go. Bring up the light beam. I'll count to 10 as it comes in, then we'll sign off, and our next program tomorrow will be very wonderful. It's Friday, 9 o'clock PST, Station 1, and a Saturday night live on the lightship. We do some lightship healing. So here we go. Here comes the peace energy. It'll be on your with you for the next hour. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, blessings to everybody. Bye.
Blessings. Good night, everyone. See you tomorrow.
Night.